The president stayed away from this fall's elections during his 27-minute speech. After welcoming a number of elected officials, the only person mentioned specifically in the speech was Austin Congressman Lloyd Doggett. Instead, he focused on policy goals for the country's colleges and universities, specifically talking about ways to make the financial burden of college a little more palatable.
So college affordability is the first part of the strategy that we're pursuing. The second part is making sure that the education being offered to our college students, especially, by the way, our students at community colleges, is that it's preparing them to graduate ready for a career. See, institutions like UT are essential to our future. But community colleges are too. They are great, underappreciated assets that we have to value and we have to support.
The president pointed to a new college tax credit of up to $10,000 over 4 years that he'll push Congress to make permanent. He also said that universities will need to tackle increasing costs to keep tuition in line. Mr. Obama added there will also be work for students to make sure they finish what they start.
Over a third of America's college students and over half of our minority students don't earn a degree, even after 6 years. So we don't just need to open the doors of college to more Americans. We need to make sure they stick with it through graduation.
Before his speech at UT, the president spoke to supporters at a luncheon fundraiser sponsored by the Democratic National Committee. The DNC says about $1 million was raised. The president now flies to Dallas for another fundraiser, this one for Democratic Senate races. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.